Initiative Measure Number 2066, Explanatory Statement, written by the Office of the Attorney General. The law as it presently exists. Earlier this year, the Washington legislature passed a law that regulates Puget Sound Energy, PSE, a large utility that provides gas and electricity to customers. That law is known as the Washington Decarbonization Act. The Decarbonization Act consolidates PSE's numerous reporting and planning requirements into a single plan, which must be submitted to the Washington Utilities and Transportation Commission, UTC. The plan must forecast customer energy demand and provide proposals for reducing greenhouse gas emissions from its operations. PSE's plan must explain how it will transition from natural gas to electricity in a cost-effective way, and how it will coordinate with local utilities when it targets an area for further electrification. In deciding whether to accept or reject the plan, the UTC must consider whether it reduces greenhouse gas emissions, meets energy efficiency targets, and results in a reasonable cost to customers. The Decarbonization Act further prohibits PSE from offering customers rebates or incentives to buy appliances that use natural gas. Instead, PSE must educate its customers about the benefits of transitioning to electricity and the availability of rebates or incentives for energy-efficient electric appliances. The Decarbonization Act also sets requirements for how the UTC determines rates for PSE customers. For example, it would change how the UTC must calculate the depreciation of gas plants when determining rates. The effect of the proposed measure if approved. If approved, Initiative Measure Number 2066 would repeal or amend certain provisions of the Decarbonization Act. Specifically, Initiative Measure Number 2066 would prohibit PSE rate plans that restrict access to gas service and any planning requirements that render gas service cost prohibitive. It would allow PSE to offer rebates to purchase natural gas appliances or equipment, and PSE would not be required to educate customers about the benefits of electrification or the availability of rebates for energy-efficient appliances. It would also remove requirements that PSE target certain areas for electrification and coordinate with local utilities to further electrification. The measure would also require gas utilities and local governments to provide natural gas to customers who demand it, even if other energy services or energy sources are available. It would further prohibit local governments, air pollution control agencies, and the State Building Code Council from prohibiting, penalizing, or discouraging the use of gas.